We had passed it, if the completion of it went through our state's attorney, and I think other than just a word or two difference in there, everything else stayed the same.
That's correct. You wouldn't necessarily need to re-adopt it. You just, the commission could just approve that the bond underwriter that's listed in the resolution, Doherty and Company, was merged or purchased, and it's now Colliers.
Okay.
And so that would be the only difference.
And I think that's just what we wanted, just for the record, so everything stayed the same other than that.
Right, so you could just approve that it's Colliers, it's whatever the commission decides.
Okay. I guess I do have a question. So it is underwritten for 16.5, I believe, but if we don't use the full 16.5 and we go 15.9, does that change anything?
Right, and that part of the resolution is just dealing with some IRS rules on reimbursement. Those rules state that if for some reason the county needs to advance funds before you receive the bond money, you can advance your own funds, and then when the bond money comes in, the county can reimburse itself. So that 16 million figure was just put in as an estimate. So the actual bonds themselves, right, I understand you want them to be 15 something, and the commission at a later date would approve the exact dollar amount. So you're not agreeing to the 16, that's just kind of an estimate for the reimbursement purposes.
Is there any time limit on when that final number has to be into you?
The commission has approved the resolution, but what we do then now is start actually preparing the financing documents, and Mike Manstrom with Colliers then will prepare, it's called an official statement, but it's the offering document that goes to investors that describes, you know, what we're doing. And once those documents are ready, you know, whether in the next month or 6 weeks, then, and they're ready to sell the bonds, that's when we'd come back to the commission, ask them to approve the documents and also to approve the dollar amount of bonds. So again, within, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months or something, we'd come back to the commission, and again, that's when you'd approve the dollar amount of bonds. And Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you'd want me to address, I know I think Beth had forwarded a question, you know, about a building authority corporation and whether that was part of this or not. That would be. There is no separate entity here. There's no building authority corporation, so that would not be part of this financing.
Beth had just asked Scott if you could talk about the lease portion of it on how it's set up.
Sure, and that's, and again, this is to find a mechanism that would let the county borrow over a 30-year period. You know, we've looked at those various options. Some of them would only let the county go out 20 years. Using the county's power that's listed in your general powers to acquire by lease, the structure is that there will be a ground lease of the site to a bank, which will act as a bond trustee, and then there will be a lease purchase agreement between the county and this bank, and the documents will specify that basically the county wants to purchase the improved site back from the bank. And that document will require annual rentals or lease payments. And those annual payments will equal the annual principal and interest requirements on the bonds. And so it's set up that every year the county needs to make this payment. There's no specific source that's pledged. And then that payment, in turn, the bank will use to make the bond principal and interest payment.
And then that payment is based on amortization over a 30-year period, correct?
Correct. And I think Mike, you know, has provided some preliminary schedules. Yeah. I don't know if I have the most recent one, but, for example, the one I'm looking at looked like about $765,000 as the annual payment, and then that's a level debt payment. It would be structured that way, so the payment would be the same, so about $765,000 a year for 30 years. But again, that amount won't be set until they actually sell the bonds, because of course the market changes day to day, and there'll be a specific date down the road when that is locked in. And then once they're sold and the commission approves, then that's your amortization schedule for the 30 years. It won't change.
Are we able to, let's say if somebody gifted us something or anything, are we able to put a balloon payment at all on it?
Yes, generally, when the bonds are sold like this, and especially for, say, this 30-year term, the first 10 years, you wouldn't have the option to do any kind of prepayment of it. But once you hit the 10-year mark, then the county has the ability to prepay in whole or in part on any date. Or, you know, if it did make sense, refinance it, or you could, in other words, change the financing or pay it down, but not during the first 10 years.